First Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I'd like to go there, and I hope to go over here to John and maybe over here to Kings before I get through with it. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, I have not charity. I am become a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, all knowledge of thought, I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Always, folks come through, we need to give to charity, need to give to charity. Well, right there, just tells you plain and simple, you give all your money, you won't give charity. That's not going really, that's not what the charity this is referring to.
Right.
This charity here is love in action. Love in action. When we study, we find out that the Lord loves us in action. And we talk about all day, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love this person. That's just basically, Vaughn, it's just word service. But when I come over there and help you do something, or see about something that you need it. Maybe you didn't ask for it, but I recognize the brother or sister needs it. That's love in action.
Yes.
You don't deserve it. Come down. Let's look over here. Let's go back over in 1 John 3:16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brethren. I believe that would be following the charity. The type of charity, the love in action. We know also what was in there, St. John also chapter 4. We love him because he first loved us. He sent his son, Brother Vaughn. Knowing what kind of sinner I am and pitiful shape that I truly am in. And so the God of heaven, God that spoke this earth into existence, to love us so much, to provide for us when we were turned our backs to him, to take care of us, to send his only begotten son. I can't even comprehend my own. To send your own child to die for someone that does not deserve it at all. But yet, he sent his only son. His only begotten son. In the form of a man to go to the cross. That's love in action, Brother Vaughn. That's charity. That's true charity. That's true charity. Chapter 6. Still in 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, this is verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. We're talking about not for love for self now. You meet people along and get to study them just a little bit, and you find out they love, all right? They love themselves. They love whatever. They'll manipulate you in the order that they may go for. It may look like and put on a good show, Brother Mom, how much, oh, they really love everybody. But you get right down to it, they climbing that ladder to make themselves look good. That's not the kind of love that this is talking about. We're talking about a brotherly love. Even the scripture teaches, in the verse 23 chapter, I'm going to mix them back and forth, 1 John chapter 3, verse 23. And this is his command, that we should believe on the name of the Son Jesus Christ and love one another as he gave us commandment.
Right.
The big thing that me as a person, that I strive, and I know y'all do it too, I work hard to make it easy for me to be loved. Not out here doing foolish things and causing the church a sadness. Causing others to get around. I hate to get around that boy. He just makes a mess. You find someone that's striving to do right, You want to help that brother. It's easy to love that person. I'm talking about love them in such a manner you willingly want to help them. You want to gladly give yourself for them and stand in their case. That's what settles there in verse 16. Whereby perceive we the love of God because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Pretty tough, Brother Vaughn, sometimes. It's hard, pardon the expression, to stick your neck out for somebody on a situation. You're like, do I need to do this? Sometimes you see beyond this whole world. See that you're trying to help someone and love them, and showing them we're supposed to be like God. We're supposed to act in a way like Jesus, willing to help others. Because this world is temporary. I get in mind of that pretty regularly, and I thank God it is. I've got aches and pains like everybody else. I'll be glad today that I'll be before heaven and I won't have any more pain. But while I'm living here, it's a constant reminder that this old body of clay is wearing down, wearing out. Okay? Try to be a good steward of it. Anyway. In this was manifest. All right, I'm back over in chapter 1 John chapter 4. And verse 8. He that loveth not God, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love.
Right.
And this was manifested. Right there, that word manifested. To make known.
Right.
Man, God didn't have to do that to us, Brother Vaughn. He could have gone, come and bled and died on the cross and not let us know.
Yeah.
And still have his people preserved in heaven and mortal glory. But let me tell you something too. Those that are not his, he's not manifested it to them.
Right.
Oh, they know somebody came. They hate him.
Right.
But it don't mean anything to them as far as salvation. But to the little child of God, that manifestation is beautiful. That's what helps me get up in the morning and push aside the aches and the pains and the problems and the mess that's around us in this whole world to get up and go a little bit further, because I'm looking for that heavenly home, that mansion, that good thing that God has in store for his people. It's been manifested to little old me who don't deserve it. Well, if he did that for me, why can't I be a little bit more kind to the people around me? Because self gets in the way, selfishness. Love and action. Well, we can do hate and action real easy. Man. Oh, that's our first nature, is to hate things. Hate especially things of God. I got to push this. I have to crucify it every day. Several times during the day. Not just get up in the morning and say, I'm not going to do it anymore. No, all during the day, Brother Vaughn, I fight the flesh all day long. I figure y'all are the same way. But when God manifests his love to us and we think about his son, Jesus Christ, bleeding and dying on the cross for me, Lord, it humbles me back down and says, Lord, thank you. And all these problems are going to end one sweet day. And that sweet day being we'll go to heaven and immortal glory because the Spirit returns back to God who gave it. This was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten son into the world that we might live through him. So when we're thinking about it, we're feasting upon it. We're eating the flesh of not the spiritual, not the natural flesh, but we're eating of the spiritual flesh of Jesus Christ,
right,
meditating upon what he has done for his people. That ought to make the day just go so much better. It does for me. I deal with things, and I get so frustrated that there's some things I pull off every now and then. I just felt like my granddaughter just won't jump up and down the spot and just scream and holler at myself. Why you do that? I know this. You just cause your flesh. I get tired of it, Brother Vaughn. Get tired of it. But when I read things like this and I say, there's a hope. There's a hope in glory. My hope is strong in the Lord Savior Jesus Christ, because that's the only thing I got, Brother Vaughn. It's been manifested to me. For what? For me to sit on and not don't tell nobody? Keep it to myself? Good, but I can't help it. We get in a conversation with people at work, and they all the time tell us, don't preach at work. I can't help it. I get somewhere and get to talking, and it won't be long, I'll be bringing up something. And the Lord's been good to us. Or somebody else in the group that we're with. And we're going to talk about the Lord's body. We're going to do it, and they can like it. We don't care. We'll get the job done. But we're going to take a little time to rejoice in what good things God has done for us. Yeah. Try to find a place of peace with our brothers and sisters, even with other denominational families. Okay, fine. There's still children of God out there, Brother Vaughn, because they have a love and they're willing to give their life for me and you. To stand up for me and you when we're cast down and speak good of us around others and say, well, that brother, he's trying the best he can. Yeah, he got a problem. That's the kind that we need to be working toward, is showing love and showing, being willing to put ourselves out there for our brothers and sisters. That's love. That's charity manifested. That's charity in action. Don't matter how much money you give to these charities. Come on, bless their hearts. They think they're doing real good. They're giving all of these things. I see it, and I just shake my head, brother. That's not. That's good that you want to give like that, but you're not giving it for the right reason.
Right.
Now, if you know that they need help, and as a matter of fact, Scripture even takes it up. We see a fellow in need, or sister in need, to help them. We need to help them. If not, we're not doing right. But are you giving it? Say, hey, looky here, I give them $100, or I give so much money to this person. Make it known. No, you don't. Keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself, because God sees it. He sees in the heart. I also like to pull off of Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Just another spot to let you know what kind of God we have. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Right.
I'm not writing this stuff in there. I keep telling people, I didn't write this book. I just try to find these little nuggets of gold down through there and try to share it. Say, hey, here it is. Here it is. And we're supposed to be like God. We're supposed to. We are to help one another.
Yes.
This world is going to be gone one day. All these problems are gone, and I. But while we're living here, think about what God has sent for us, His Son Jesus. We have a mansion, and we're talking about working on the house. That house will have to be worked on. Christ said He's going back to prepare us a place.
We didn't build it.
And we didn't build it. It's not going to fall down. It's not going to rot. Termites are not going to bother. Its temperature is going to be, I trust, perfect. Why? Because Christ prepared it for us. I go to prepare a place for you. Now I'll come again. I'm looking forward to that come again, Brother Vaughn. I look forward to that come again. These are just a small few little things that have been on my mind. What kind of love God has for us. It's not just I love you kind of word. It's a love in action. It is charity in that kind of action. Yes, God loves us, provides for us, and we ought to provide for those in our immediate family and those that are around us to try to help them, because you don't own it anyway, Brother Vaughn. I don't own this stuff. But what I do is tell people, pray that you be a good steward
right.
What God has given you, and He will. I got to get over there to it. The brother preached on this yesterday, and I think it would also fit part of this. Preached yesterday off 1 Kings 19. 1 Kings 19. This Elijah, what we're talking about. But he himself went a day's journey to the wilderness and came and sat down on a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die. He said, it is enough. Oh Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. And as he lay asleep on the juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. We need to be eating what God gives us. That's what that brother preached on a lot yesterday. What God gives us, it will suffice us. It will carry us through.
Right.
You read on down through there, it says that The journey's long. If God is feeding me and you what we need, we belong to Him, it will be the right thing. If we need to share it with someone, I'm sure He will make sure we got enough to share with others too. We can't outgive Him. That's the thing about love. You can't outgive it. The more you give it, the more it comes back to you. My daddy taught me that when I told him when I married my wife. He said, boy, give her as much love as you possibly can, but you can't outgive her.
Right.
What has God given us? His son, Jesus. The least we can do is honor Him and try to give back to the people around us, His children, His brothers, our brothers and sisters, putting our lives down. Whatever God feeds us, we need to share it in such a manner that it honors God. Now, cast not your pearls among the swine. I realize that's over in the Scriptures also. That's not to go out here just foolishly just bringing on problems yourself, but you can carefully talk to the brothers and sisters in a loving manner and instruct them, thus saith the word of the Lord, and show it to them in the Scriptures. So whenever you do come up against a problem or with someone, you can show them, here it is in the Scriptures. Here's what the preacher preached on last week. Here it is. Here's a nugget. Don't argue with it. Let the Bible speak for itself. But here it is. You know, you're helping them. You're sharing with them what God has already given us. I hope I've said something to you. I know I've scattered around a little bit. But the basic one I'm looking at is what Jesus, the Son of God, was sent here to redeem His people.
Right.
And we need to be aware of that all the time.
Right.
Like I said, I hope I said something good for you. If I have, give God the glory. Come here, Bernie Bob.